Versant English Speaking Practice Test 6. Versant English Speaking Voice Test Practice Exams with sample responses, free recordings, and exam tips. Copyright 2022 by Test Prep Guides. Please note that these recordings are copyright. They may not be copied, shared with friends, posted online, or reproduced in any way. Please note, the Versant Test and the Versant English Test are registered trademarks of Pearson Incorporated, which is not affiliated with nor endorses these publications. Part A, Reading, Instructions. Open your test book to Part A of the practice exam. Read the sentences out loud when you hear the sentence number. You should stop speaking when you hear the beep. Note that on the real test, you will see the sentences on your computer screen. Sentence 1. Sentence 2. Sentence 3. Sentence 4. Sentence 5. Sentence 6. Sentence 7. Sentence 8. Sentence 9. Sentence 10. Sentence 11. Sentence 12. That is the end of Part A. Part B, Repeat, Instructions. Now you will hear 16 sentences. Repeat each sentence word for word.
Weren't we going to have a meeting this Friday?
She fell off her bike and broke her leg.
It's going to be windy and very rainy tomorrow.
Have you ever been to San Francisco?
It's been very hot this summer.
Could you please speak more loudly?
There were such beautiful flowers in the garden.
I don't like being alone because I get lonely.
I didn't get the promotion because I didn't have enough experience.
She borrowed my jacket, but never gave it back to me.
Advertising can be one of a company's largest expenses.
People really shouldn't talk about others behind their backs.
I wish you had told me that you weren't going to finish on time.
I'm thirsty. Could you get me a cold drink, please?
I'm looking forward to the conference next month.
This is supposed to be a team project, so I'd like some help.
That is the end of Part B. Part C. Questions. Instructions. Give a simple answer to each question. Your answer should be 1 to 4 words rather than a full sentence. Example. Would you make a call with a camera or a telephone? Answer. A telephone.
Which is lighter, gray or black?
Which is bigger, a rat or an elephant?
How many sides are in a square?
Does a skirt cover the arms or legs?
Is a broom used to clean the floor or open the door?
Would you eat from a shoe or from a plate?
How many years are there in a century?
Is an ambulance used for the injured or for public transportation?
If someone tells me to hold up, should I stop or continue?
Which one is colder, ice cream or soup?
Sophie always pays for everyone when we go out. Is she generous or stingy?
Does a respirator help someone breathe or eat?
Which is lighter, a feather or a chair?
During the day, is the desert hot or cold?
Does a car have four wheels or two?
Jade is a cardiologist. Does she deal with the heart or with the feet?
The baby crawled across the floor. Was she on 2 feet or on her feet and hands?
Is your mother's sister your aunt or your cousin?
How many months are there in a year?
Which is more serious, an operation or an examination?
Which is larger, 85 or 63?
What would you call the daughter of a queen?
What language is spoken in Spain?
Todd was asked to fill out a form. Should he write on it or mail it?
The children started to act up. Were they behaving well or badly?
That is the end of Part C. Part D. Sentence builds. Instructions. Rearrange the words or groups of words that you hear to form a question or sentence. Say your answer in the time provided on the recording. Example. Over. Get. Here. Answer. Get over here.
Very early. She arrived. At the party.
Agree with. I completely. What you said.
At around. He left. 5 o'clock.
Too exhausted. She was. To speak.
The shed. In the backyard. They tore down.
The prize money. That one. Who was it?
About going ahead with. I'm not sure. The new plan.
Of the company. The president. Has resigned.
Go on. I need to. A special diet.
Give the letter. Could you? To the receptionist.
That is the end of Part D. Part E. Story retelling. Instructions. Now you will hear 3 stories. You will hear each story once, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 30 seconds to retell the story. Tell as much of the story as you can, including the names, action, and ending. You will hear another beep when the 30 seconds has finished.
Stephen loved to bake cake. His mother usually visited a friend on Saturday afternoon, so during that time, he had the kitchen to himself. One Saturday, He made a chocolate cake that was much larger than usual. When his mother got home, she ate a slice and said it was the best cake she had ever eaten. Then she invited the neighbors over and shared the cake with them.
Billy was 5 years old, and he really wanted a new bicycle for his birthday. He had been telling his parents that he wanted the new bicycle, which was blue with a white stripe. His parents told him that they probably couldn't afford the new bike because it was very expensive. After looking around, his parents finally found the same bicycle secondhand for a good price. They bought it, and Billy was so happy when he got it for his birthday.
Sarah loved to go hiking in the mountains whenever she could. She had heavy boots, warm clothing, and good walking sticks. One weekend, she decided to hike higher than she had ever gone before. She was just about to leave the trail, when she slipped and had a bad fall. She realized that she had hurt her leg, and she called for help. A man and woman helped her walk down the mountain, and she managed to drive herself to the doctor.
That is the end of Part E. Part F, Open Questions, Instructions. You will hear questions about family life or personal situations that are familiar to you. Each question will be spoken twice, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 40 seconds to speak. You will hear another beep again at the end of the 40 seconds.
Some people believe that television is harmful and has no educational value. Do you agree? Why or why not? Some people believe that television is harmful and has no educational value. Do you agree? Why or why not?
Imagine that you were rich and famous. Explain how your life would be different than it is now. Imagine that you were rich and famous. Explain how your life would be different than it is now.
That is the end of practice test 6.